You look gorgeous tonight, Mrs. J.
Thank you, Rosie.
It's a shame to waste it on your husband.
You only have an anniversary once a year, and I wanted something special for George.
You're something special for him, Mrs. J. And if that's not good enough, I'll handle him.
How do I look, Mom?
Elroy, is that you?
It's me, yeah.
You look like a song and dance team from Vaudeville.
Better make that a trio, Rosie, and a handsome trio at that.
You think Dad'll like it? We did it to surprise him.
Rue, too.
Yeah, Mom. You too.
Well, I love it, and so will your father. He was a pretty spiffy dresser in his day.
Whatever happened to him, Mom?
He still has his moments. Like tonight, huh, Mom? Oh, it used to be candy, flowers, and dancing. Count Stacy in the sand. Satin doll. That was our song. Wonder what you want to do tonight.
Tonight, I'm going to kick off my shoes, turn on the baseball game, and try not think about working overtime this weekend.
That sounds perfect to me.
Perfect will be if I can have some peace and quiet to go with it.
Good luck, Mr. Jetson.
Why are you whispering?
Just giving you a head start.
There ought to be a law against a 3-day work week.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, George.
Huh?
Hi, George, dear.
Dad, save me.
Can somebody tell me what's going on here? Go right ahead, Aubrey. People have been stepping on me all day.
Well?
Didn't that music remind you of anything, George?
Yeah, it reminds me I've got a headache. And that I'm hungry. What's for dinner? This chow looks pretty good. Hey, wait a minute. You're all dressed up like you're going to a funeral.
Keep talking, Mr. J, and it may be yours.
And this meal is fancier than usual. Now I get it.
You do?
Of course I do. Your mother's coming for dinner tonight, right, Jane?
George Jetson, do you mean to tell me that you don't know what's special about today?
Sure. Today's the day that Spacely had the nerve to ask me to work on a weekend again.
Aw, Daddy, isn't today special for another reason?
Oh, yeah. There's a great Spaceball game on TV tonight.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna kick back, turn on the ball game, and blot everything else out of my mind.
Maybe this will help.
No, Elroy, I'm sure there's a logical explanation for all this. Talk about classic. Forgetting your own wedding anniversary.
George.
That's okay, Dad. Mom will get over it.
I'm just getting over the lumps I got for forgetting last year's.
Is this the biggest fight you ever had, Dad?
No, not quite, Elroy. There was quite a battle winning her in the first place. It was the day before our final college prom. Your mother still hadn't decided whether she wanted to go with me or Flash Flotsam, a guy with a better car, a better build, and a bigger bank account.
Make way for a real man, Justin.
See you around, Flotsam. Look us up after we're married. Huh? No gas. I thought I filled the tank.
Somebody smarter must have emptied it. Not to worry. I'll deliver these to Jane for you.
Boy, was I mad. I thought it was the end of the world back then.
It never used to be this way. Your father used to be so thoughtful, especially when he was courting me. Of course, he did have a little competition back then. I remember my sorority roommate, Mimsy Borgrove. It was no secret which man she thought I should marry. Flash Flotsam or George Jetson? You're comparing a tan to a minus two? Aren't you exaggerating just a little? Are you serious? On one hand, you got a guy with a great physique, a beautiful car, and loads of money. Then there's George Jetson. Well, they both invited me to dinner tonight. Great! Then it's either Dutch treat at my galaxies or sky's the limit at the poshest restaurant in the universe. Aha! The magic moment. Will it be the tiger or the turkey? Flash!
Darling, you're on your way to a perfect evening. Flowers, candy, and me.
down to picking the minus two.
Well, in his own quiet way, your father was pretty resourceful.
Well, after I fueled up my jets, and Mimsy stopped growling and told me where they'd gone...
Pardon, monsieur, but you have a relation?
Nope, I have a girlfriend, and she's in here with a perfect 10.
I'm so sorry, but if the perfect 10 has a reservation, then he says, and you, go, go, go. Francois?
Hey, I'm not afraid of anyone named Francois, but I will be from now on. It was a minor setback, but I had a plan. Oui, oui, l'homme de matin. Sorcery, late for it. Crepe Suzette, au revoir.
There's something odd about that word there.
Jetson is a nice enough boy, but he's like a dead asteroid fizzing aimlessly off into space. But I am a man of vision, and that vision includes building a universe of my own with you and my queen. A queen more beautiful than the moon and the stars.
I must say the words sound very romantic, Bush.
The words are but an echo of my feelings, my darling.
Boulet à la Pluto.
Get lost. Darling, words are but a
soufflé à la Martian marshmallow.
I didn't order souffle.
Ah, monsieur, try it or make it.
What kind of a waiter are you?
The kind that's in love with you.
George.
Jetson. You've asked for it.
I'm not afraid of anyone named Flash. That's the second name I changed my mind on.
You're going to get us killed.
Not till after I've rescued you.
Jane!
Oh.
Don't worry, Jane. Watch this. Well, with a finale like that, your mother had no choice. She dumped the 10 and settled for the 9.5.
Great, Dad.
Then Daddy really did sweep you off your feet. How could he forget our wedding anniversary after all we've been through?
Jane, can I come in?
No. Just watch your old baseball game and leave me alone.
Forget the game. I was thoughtless and unfeeling and unkind.
Too late, George.
And desperate. Jane, I apologize. Jane, I'm sorry. I can't believe I was that inconsiderate.
Dad, Reggie Rocket's up. 2 men on.
What inning?
The 9th. Hey, Dad, you're just in time. I bet you hits him out.
Better than me. I just struck out. Oh, good, Jane. You finally come to your senses.
Nothing of the sort, George Jetson. Judy and I are going out to a movie.
Look, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey, can you pipe down? I'm trying to concentrate.
Strike one.
Strike? Hey, wait a minute.
George Jetson, you're the most thoughtless, unfeeling, unkind, inconsiderate.
Lady.
Strike two.
No fair, no fair.
But Jane, if you'll only let me explain. Reggie, talk to her, will you?
Look, Hal, there's two away in the bottom of the 9th. The 10th runs on second, and I...
Strike three. You're out.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Talk about inconsiderate. Look what you made me do.
See? You're even inconsiderate to him, George.
We interrupt the game to bring you a special message.
Hey, Jane, look. That's the minister that married us years ago.
The Intergalactic Bureau of Federal Detection has just apprehended the notorious criminal Louis Chameleon. During his career of crime, this con artist posed as everything from a dog catcher to a minister.
Oh. Posed? If he's not a real minister...
That means...
That you're not legally married!
Elroy, turn that TV off. Gee, what do you know? After all these years, we're single.
Daddy, how could you?
How could I what?
How can I show my face at school?
Yeah, and run around the dog kennel.
Wait a minute. Isn't this a little overboard? Oh, great. It's unanimous. Hold, everybody. Your mother and I know each other very much. Right, Jane?
If you had any respect for us, Daddy, you'd marry our mother right away. Then she could divorce you.
Now, dear, stop crying. We'll go to Las Venus tonight and get married right away.
But watch the children.
Oh, right, the kids. Well, I guess they can come, too.
Hey, can I be maid of honor?
I can be best man.
Maybe let's talk.
I'm sure glad Mr. Spacey let you get out of having to work this weekend. How did you talk him into it?
Simple. I told him I was sick.
George, you lied to him?
Not really. I was sick. A working weekend. Of course, if he finds out I'm faking, he'll have my head.
I like it. Too bad that Astro and Orbity had to stay home.
I'm sorry, dear. The hotel says no pets.
Besides, it's more of a vacation without them.
Well, ta-ta, everybody.
Where do you think you're going?
To my room, of course. You do realize that we'll have separate rooms, don't you?
Huh?
We're not married, remember? Nighty-night all. It'll be nice when we have the same name again.
And the same bedroom.
Jane, is that really you?
Wait a minute. I know that voice from somewhere. Flash Watson.
Jane, darling, Jane.
What a surprise. What are you doing here?
I'm celebrating my latest divorce. And you, did you ever marry that George Jetson?
Well, yes and no. Apparently not. That is,
Are you staying here by yourself?
Yes, in a way.
How simply perfect. You must have dinner with me tonight.
Thanks, but I...
I won't take no for an answer.
With all this luggage, you'd think we were on a survival trip to the moons of Saturn instead of a weekend in Las Venus. Hey, where's my camera?
Maybe you left it back at the front desk, Dad.
Hey, you kids, go on ahead. I'll meet you in the room.
Okay, Daddy.
Yep, here it is.
All right, Melissa, I'll meet you in the casino right after I check in.
Wait a minute. I know that voice.
Oh, it's from the sneak away for a weekend when my wife thinks I'm working around the clock.
Mr. Spacely, if he sees me, I'm dead.
Ah, fill up. I see you've got my luggage. That's what I call promptness.
I'm George. Real dumb.
Come along there, lad. Time is money.
Coming.
101st floor, please, elevator. Ah, here we are. Follow me, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, nice accommodations. Small, but adequate.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, before you go, could you open my window, please?
Sure thing. Oh, no.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Spacely, sir.
You know, your voice sounds familiar to me.
Really?
And that ridiculous cackle. Sounds like one of my employees. An employee who's supposed to be sick this weekend. And if I find out that he's lying to me, I'll have his head. Speaking of heads, let's see yours.
Mine?
No, mine. Of course yours.
Orbity, what are you doing here?
Quit mumbling, you. Let's see your face.
No.
I guess I don't know you after all.
Well, gotta go.
Hey, what about my luggage? No tip for him.
Darling, I still have that vision of building that universe with you at my side.
Same old romantic flash.
Won't you reconsider?
I made it.
Daddy, what's wrong?
Nothing, but it would have been everything if Mr. Spacely had spotted me.
Mr. Spacely? What's he doing here?
Beats me. But we gotta get out of here. Where's your brother?
I just saw Mom upstairs with another man.
Never mind that. We gotta find your mother and... What did you say?
Orbity, how did you get here?
Elroy, speak to me. Where did you see your mother?
Upstairs in the restaurant. She thought a man was kissing her.
Oh, no! Mother's come a playgirl!
Nonsense. Your mother's a sweet, naive, honorable, trustworthy woman.
They were up in a penthouse.
Thanks, son. I don't believe it. Flash Flop. This guy never gives up. When I get through with him, Spacely, this calls for some quick thinking. And I've got just the plan. Sorry, hope that didn't hurt. Wee, boom, tongue. So sorry, late work. Prep Suzette, au revoir.
I have seen this fellow before somewhere, no?
Oh, waiter.
Spacely. Oh, boy.
Oui, monsieur.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Well, what did monsieur expect? That's Las Venus fly trap soup.
Take it back. And haven't I seen you someplace before?
It's possible, monsieur. We French are look alike. Maybe I better grab Jane and get the heck out of here.
François, do you recognize this imposter?
Angelique Dumont.
Okay, I'm afraid. Uh-oh.
Jetson, I'll have your head for this.
I can't promise all of it, sir. A few others want to take a whack at it.
It's George.
What? After all these years? Not again.
Oh!
Stop that madman.
This is just like the old days.
Yeah, except either you put on weight or my back isn't as strong as it used to be.
George, look out for that soup on the floor. It looks green.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Well, there they go again.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I didn't plan for this at all.
Whatever happens, dear, I just want you to know that I love you.
That's great. I love you too, Jane. Hey, what is this?
We remembered the story and figured it'd be a safe bet. Get the car ready and wait outside. You see, Daddy, things haven't changed that much.
I guess you're right. Well, what are we waiting for? We have a wedding to attend.
You, Jane, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband.
I do.
Do you, George, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I sure.
The ring, please.
The ring, Elroy.
Here you are, Dad.
Dad?
I'll explain later.
Here's yours, Mom.
Mom?
We'll both explain later.
With the powers vested in me, I now have you, Mom and Dad. Husband and wife. Whatever and whatever.
Congratulations, honey. We did it.
Hold it there, Jetson. I want a word with you.
Mr. Spacely, sir, I can explain everything, you see.
There's no need to explain anything. Jetson, you're fired.
Oh, Mr. Spacely?
What?
I see Mrs. Spacely this weekend.
Jetson, you're rehired.
I was thinking of having lunch with her when we get back.
In fact, after thinking it over, your weekend is on me.
It sounds great, Spacely, old pal.
Okay. Only let's just keep this between us, okay? Not a word to my wife. Good woman, but a nasty temper.
You've got it, Mr. Spacely.
Eek, the sacrifices I make.
Uh-oh. Judson, you're not going to spend another night in this room. Oh, all right, Flotsam, if that's how you feel.
That's how I feel. Instead of being in this room, you're going to have this one.
Oh, George, it's the honeymoon suite.
Stay here free of charge as my guest. The kids can use the old room.
Never pegged you for a gozer, Flotsam. Glad I was wrong.
Jane, tell me one thing. Why choose him over me?
Simple, Flash. You're just too perfect. A woman likes to see a little imperfection in a man.
Well, you sure found the right one.
It makes a woman feel needed.
Oh, Jamie, you're needed in here.
Thanks again, Flash.